Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This sound check, I'm John Schaefer. If there was ever a string instrument more in need of a makeover image-wise, it's the viola. But the Russian-born, New York-based composer and violist named Lyova, real name Lev Zhorbin, features that instrument and that instrument only on his debut record called Viola, spelled V-J-O-L-A, World on Four Strings. Lyova's record arrives after over 70 original compositions for artists ranging from Yo-Yo Ma to Jay-Z. We bring him and his viola contraband to the program today as part of our Soundcheck Showcase series, where we present new up-and-coming artists. And the band's going to start us off with a performance of a song called Bagel on the Malecon. Live in our Soundcheck studio, here's Lyova and his viola contraband. Called Bagel on the Malecon, and it's from the composer and violist named Leova, L-J-O-V-A. It's pretty much the only name he uses professionally these days. Lev Zhorbin, his real name, and the Viola Contraband. Again, playing on the name of both Leova and the instrument. The spelling is V-J-O-L-A. The band playing live with him here in our studio. And so, Leova, the idea of building a whole album, a whole band around the sound of the viola, first of all, to some people, it sounds like a joke. To others, it might be a kind of a statement. Are you making a statement about, you know, this instrument and what it can do?
Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, the album really was a kind of an accidental process. In a way, what I was making demos. As a film composer, there was, you know, at least 5 years ago, there was a big debate. Well, should we make everything with synthesizers, or should we make everything live? And I at that point, I didn't have a whole bunch of really fancy synthesizers. I do now, but back then, I wanted to make demos, and the only real acoustic instrument that I could play, or the only instrument that I really had acoustic, was the viola. And so little by little, I would start playing melodic lines on the viola. And then little by little, I wanted to get some kind of a texture on it, you know, some kind of an accompanying figure or a bass instrument. And I just started recording these things as demos.
Really, so you would record one viola part, then another viola part on top of it.
Indeed.
And
yes, I would record a melody, and then I would record a bass line, and then maybe some accompaniment things. And
so it wasn't necessarily that you were out to show the world that the viola could do bass lines as well as and melodies as well as kind of middle voice
stuff.
No,
but it was definitely
stuff.
A very quick way of sketching, and it was much more immediate than writing things out for arrangements or bringing people in. It was a way of trying things, really.
So if you didn't write everything out, at some point you had to write stuff out for the rest of the guys to be able to get in there and play these pieces with you.
Indeed. No, I didn't write anything out for the album at all. I had very, very, very basic sketches for some things, you know, one-line little things, even without chords. This particular piece, Bagel on the Malacone, I think I had 4 bars written for it. And little by little, as I was recording, and I think the recording took about 3 hours, you know, it became a piece. And then later for the band, I wrote out a lead sheet, and that's about it.
Okay, now the album is mostly, first of all, the album's called Viola, World on 4 Strings, and it has a whole world of sounds in it. I mean, you know, you're a Russian-born, classically trained violist, but there's tango and Latin music and jazz and, you know, popular music all referenced in it. Mm-hmm. There's also an arrangement of a song by Björk,
yes,
the Icelandic singer, her song Army of Me. What led you to that?
Well, there was, first of all, I'm a huge fan of Björk. I think what it started as, you know, I first saw her in a movie in
Dancer in the Dark.
And then I discovered all her albums, and I started looking up her collaborators and so forth. And I just really loved the sound. And then at one point there was a remix contest to benefit the tsunami victims in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And I won, and the remix contest was of Army of Me, and you know, you could take her Björk's vocals and you could make new beats to it. And once I heard the song, the song has very angry lyrics, very kind of motivating, kind of you know, things that would be maybe good for a May Day demonstration or whatnot, you know. And you want to give this to people as a tribute to the tsunami victims, and I wanted to make very much a kind of a more peaceful version of it rather than pump it with lots of beats. And
all right, well, let's hear what you did with it. First of all, just for comparison's sake, a little of the original.
Sure.
from Björk. The song is Army of Me.
You're on your own now. We save you. Your rescue squad is too exhausted.
All right, that's some of the original by Björk. Now here is my guest Leova and his arrangement of that same song, Army of Me.
Thank you.
That is the violist Leova and his version of the Björk song Army of Me, and that's kind of spooky with all the, you know, atonal viola lines going underneath the original Björk melody.
Yes, indeed. Well, I was trying to create this image where there would be this, let's say, floating sea of victims or survivors and these, and, you know, all these people, and then on top of it there would be this shaman who would maybe try to invoke some kind of hope.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned that you began this record and this whole process because you were making demos. As a film score composer, it was a useful exercise for you. Mm-hmm. You are not the only film score composer in your family. Your father, Alexander Zhurbin, I guess is considered one of Russia's leading composers of film and theater music.
Indeed, indeed. My father is indeed one of the leading Russian film score composers. He's written, I think, over 60 film scores, and not only film scores. You know, my father, actually, like me, was also classically trained. He studied with Shostakovich and Khachaturian in St. Petersburg and in Moscow. And in addition to writing music for film, he also wrote and continues to write symphonies and violin concerti. And in fact, I think about 25 musicals, and all of these musicals are being played in theaters across Russia.
So now you don't, I mean, on stage, professionally, you don't use the Zhurbin family name. You live a whole hemisphere away from your dad. Has coming to New York, has this been a way to get out from under the shadow of your father?
No, not at all. No, I still kind of feel in his presence all the time. Not, of course, we're on Skype for at least, you know, half an hour a day, video Skype these days. And but no, not at all. I'm very much inspired by everything that my father does. The thing with the name, for a while I wanted to distinguish my improvising career from my serious music career, because I actually had and I still have remnants of a serious music career, so to speak. So that would be Lev Zhurbin, and then the improvised stuff would be Leova. And, you know, kind of to take it less seriously, Leova is the informal Russian name of Lev.
Let's see what we can do about the remnants of that serious music career, shall we? You want to do a little tango for us here in the studio?
Sure, I'd love to do a tango.
Now, this actually is from a forthcoming film score that Leova is working on. It's from the soundtrack to Serpent's Breath. So this is from a soundtrack that is out, although there is another one in the works. The song is called Tango Heavy. And once again, we have a live performance in our studio from Leova and the Viola Contraband on Soundcheck. Thank you. Okay, that's Viola Contraband live in our soundcheck studio, and Tango Heavy from composer and violist Liova, Lev Jorbin, the real name, and the rest of the band, Patrick Farrell playing the accordion, Uli Geisendorfer at our piano, Ruben Radding playing the bass, and Matthias Kunzli, the percussionist. Collectively, they are Viola, spelled V-J-O-L-A, Viola Contraband. And so, Liova, that Tango Heavy is from Serpent's Breath, so it's a soundtrack that you've done. You're also doing work on the new Francis Ford Coppola soundtrack.
I worked a little bit on this. The Francis Ford Coppola film is now complete, and it's coming out this fall. I worked with Osvaldo Golijov. I was his assistant on the film. And is there a piece of wood here? I can knock on it. There was we recorded some of my music for the film, and
you're waiting to see
God
what
willing,
gets used. Okay,
it'll still be there.
Well, now you are part of the Brooklyn Academy of Music's Sundance Film Festival,
indeed.
And so this band will be playing at the BAM Cafe tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And the set is as likely to include Gypsy and Latin sounds as those from Eastern Europe. The Viola Contraband is a fun group, and the album, which is pretty much just Liova, is called Viola World on Four Strings, and it's really great to have you and the guys here in the studio this afternoon.
John, thank you so much for having us. I should mention also that we have we put, especially for Soundcheck listeners, we put up two MP3s, Bagel and Namalicone and Tango Heavy with the band on our website for free download. Come on out. It's violapower.com.
Violapower.com. VJ or VI?
VI.
VI, okay.
Thank you.
And check our website for a link to that site. Soundcheck Showcase is supported in part by the New York State Music Fund, established by the New York State Attorney General at Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors. And that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, electric guitars are like fine wine, or violas. The older, the better. We'll talk to two vintage guitar dealers about the booming market for classic instruments and why it might be headed for a crash. Plus, Alana Arian, a singer-songwriter inspired by classical, jazz, and folk traditions, performs songs from her new record, How to Stand in the Rain. And a brief preview of this weekend's 26-hour-long bang-on-a-can marathon. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Kevin Oliver and Matt Schultes. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow.